Well, I'm not optimistic that there will be an immediate solution to economic problems or to the economic mismanagement. There are going to be further reshuffles at cabinet level or even at institution level. This is what the state media is telling us. Therefore, it's clear that they are going to take more time than the Congress to rebuild their house or put it in order. And as long as they take that kind of time, that amount of time, the economy will continue in reverse mode. Let us remember that from 3-4 months ago, we have been seeing insults, we have been seeing all sorts of name calling and scaremongering that has been going on within the party. Even rumor mongering, sometimes even outright lies being told by those who are there, who are bent on soiling other people's names. So a lot of mudslinging has been going on, and I don't think it will end with the end of Congress. I don't think Congress will be the omega of the name calling and mudslinging that we've been seeing.
What is it that the ZANU-PF government should do to address the issue of the economy?
Look, I think they should refocus. First of all, they should clearly relook at their current domestic legislation to do with indigenization and other domestic legislation that is in investment at the moment. The second thing is I think they should spend more time focusing on thinking around how to resolve the economy, how they can consult the general Zimbabwean populace, and how they can attract investment.